the app that you have designed in coalition with your hauora, that actually allows for the service providers to identify pockets of areas, the gaps in the hapori, so that they can go out and target them more specifically, more strategically?
Kia ora, yes, that's exactly what the app does. I ask the basic question of where do our whānau live that have been unvaccinated, Claudette? And what we were able to pull, we're data rich, we're able to understand their names, their contact addresses, and we're able to develop this app so that we weren't giving away anyone's personal privacy details, but we were able to see at a mesh block level, which was right down to where smaller than a suburb, so literally a street level, to see where unvaccinated whānau are. And my biggest concern was that we had many, many hauora providers, a lot of Māori, who were out doing the hard yards of door knocking, of trying to do hāngi, of trying to do pies, of trying to do everything to find their whānau. So I wanted to work with Pinnacle, our IT specialist, Alex, who could produce an app that could help Māori, help find Māori who are unvaccinated, and be more and we could be more strategic to getting to them.
Absolutely. I mean, and, you know, Kai is one way of drawing them out. But in the drawing out of some of our whānau, actually, you'd probably find, did you find that some of them, a significant number of them, as they are here in Tāmaki Makaurau, were not associated with any mainstream medical service. So they actually weren't enrolled in a pākehā hauora. But and so the data that the ministries had didn't have those of our whānau who were not registered with them.
I mean, so just to clarify, we can only find the Māori who are registered with us. So there will be a proportion that are with other PHOs, or they're not in the system at all. We think that there's about 10% of Māori that are not registered with anyone. But because we have 92,600 Māori across the Midlands Rohe with us, that's a substantive amount of Māori to work with. So that's that gave us a lot of hope that we could find many Māori by using the app.
Yeah, and that would make sense that it's for your rohe, being that is your service area. 92,000, extraordinary number. That's 92,000 out of a total number of how many?
Actually, I'm not too sure of what the total number is, but I know that it's definitely a significant number. Because in a place like Gisborne, there aren't any other practices for Māori to go to other than the ones that are working within the Pinnacle Network system. So, you know, and we take up, I think, most of the practices in Taranaki. We do share some of the practices in the Waikato with the National Coalition, National Hauora Coalition, and same in the Lakes area. I think there might be one other small PHO. So we're pretty confident that we have got the substantive amount of Māori are working with registered with doctors in our network.
So we just talked about, you know, going door knocking and having hāngi. This might allow our service providers to knock on those doors that we know where whānau are, that are unvaccinated, as opposed to doing a sweeping sweep over on a community and actually, well, half of them are already. It actually narrows it right down.
Yes, so we're not giving out anyone's personal name or addresses. So I just really want to clarify that. We know the areas, the streets where where unvaccinated whānau live. So it might mean that instead of having a vaccination centre or kaiawhina that are working with whānau based at Pack and Save or at a supermarket nearby, that they could go out into the suburb and be nearer to sports facilities, places, marae, where Māori go, might even be at the dairy. So they can be more strategic about where they place their people to āwhi our whānau, because no one's forcing anyone to get a vaccination. We are there to āwhi our whānau. They've had enough mistrust of the health system, so they don't need us like police going around trying to find them. We're simply trying to help the Māori workforce and our own workforce to be more strategic about how they manage their comms to our people.
You've mentioned three times now, emphasised three times now around privacy of information. I mean, and that is something that we, or everybody, but more so us, Māori, are very concerned about, is where does our data go? So while we are wanting that data, we are very mindful about where it goes. However, having said that, we would be more trusting of an organisation like yours, of an organisation like Waipareta Trust, Marakoba Māori Authority, to have our data, because you're one of us, than we would do for, you know, a Pākehā agency to have our data.
Yes, well, what that allows us to also do is determine which of our staff, Pinnacle staff, can actually uffy iwi health providers if they want our uffy, to send the right people to them from our workforce to uffy. Because not everyone is the right, you know, fit to be working with Māori people, and our staff are very aware of ensuring that we've got that expertise and skill going out to our communities. We are, you know, I just really want to emphasise this is about, you know, manaakitanga.
Mm. And also, too, you also mentioned that how we are still very reticent about listening to authority and to health authorities because of our historical trauma, or because of the history and misrepresentation and of the system on us. So when it comes to the questions, are whānau coming to you with, is this mandatory? What does mandatory mean? Is there a difference between mandatory and legal? Now, I know that that's not probably the core business of Pinnacle, but those would be the questions that you'll be asked, aren't they? What's mandatory? Are you making this mandatory? Are you making it illegal? What's going on here?
Yes. So really the mandatory direction by the government has only just been released. So, you know, obviously we have to look into our Pinnacle workforce and understand what that means for our colleagues. And, you know, we're always open to hearing what the hesitancies are, what the anti's messages are, and knowing that there are actually a lot of people that if you get the right communicator in front of them, those that are hesitant, we know that there have been many turned around to be getting vaccination. And that's because they don't have to go into a scary general practice. They don't have to try and figure out how to use the book of vaccines. They can just, we're hoping that by having this information, we can inform the services that are going around to our communities to be in the right place.
Mm. Waikato, where you are, you're remaining in level three until Friday, and then mm-hmm. it gets reviewed. Is there a sense amongst the community in Waikato that you're ready to come out of level three?
Well, I think everybody wants to get out of level three because of Labour weekend on the weekend as well, and we like Aucklanders, don't like being in lockdown. But, you know, I also think that people realise, you know, the low vaccination rates in the 12 to 30-year-olds, who are about 30% of our population, who are also very good at spreading respiratory viruses due to the social activity, there are those sorts of things that we have to be concerned about. So people get it. They saw the parties in Auckland on the weekend. They can see how easy it is for people to compromise the levels. So in one way, we don't like being locked up, but we understand that, you know, especially for Māori, we know that about 25% of our population are under the age of vaccination. And so our kids, you know, they also can be fantastic spreaders of respiratory illnesses. So we don't want our kids, we don't want that young youth, that young age group to get COVID. We know how bad it would be. And this is information provided to us by Andrew Spall, our data specialist from Auckland University. Now, him and Rawiri Jansen, they can tell you all the reasons for why it's really important that we stay into lockdown. Do we like it? Absolutely not. But while the vaccination rates are still low for Māori, we must stay in lockdown. This
Thank
is the
so
worst health event, Claudia, in 100 years for Māori.
Absolutely. Thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon. Wonderful to kōrero with you. Congratulations to you and Pinnacle. Me tuku mihi ki a koe.
Kia ora.
Tēnā koe.